Good morning. The title of my story today is The Hidden Present. Once upon a time in a land far, far away, there was a little girl that was very good at wrapping presents. She was so good that she could also unwrap presents and then wrap them back up again without anybody knowing. She was very good at origami, which is Japanese paper folding, so she naturally enjoyed wrapping Christmas presents. She also loved paper dolls. Do you even know what paper dolls are anymore? They were flat cardboard dolls, and then you would have paper clothes that you cut out with scissors. She had a whole drawer full of those. One year, her sister wanted to give her a special gift for Christmas, but she knew it wouldn't be a surprise just because wrapping it up would give it away. She wanted to give her a record, and this was back in the 1960s, so music came in the form of vinyl records. They were very flat and very thin, and you couldn't disguise them unless you put them in a bigger box. But that also wouldn't keep the sneaky sister from unwrapping it and finding out what was inside. You know what she did? She didn't wrap the gift at all. She hid it behind the piano in the living room. And when it was time to open gifts, she handed her sister a piece of paper with a poem on it. And it went something like, "The musical gift that you seek is behind the piano." And do you know, the sneaky little girl was me. And I was so surprised to get that gift. My sister has always been a wonderful gift giver. She is a very thoughtful giver. And as Christmas season begins, remember why we celebrate Christmas. Be thankful for the greatest gift of all, that Jesus came to earth to save us from our sins and help us to be the best person we can. Even as a child, I was a good child, but I was a sinner. I disobeyed my parents, and I am very thankful that I accepted Jesus and he saved me from my sins. And I challenge you this Christmas to do something special to honor Jesus. Look around and find someone who is in need and give them a special present or a gift of food. And little ones, get your parents involved and let it be a project for the whole family. I leave you from this scripture from 1 John 3:17 and 18. If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need, but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. Amen.